Thank you for tuning to today's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Today's homily is given by Father Anthony Brito, Associate Pastor here at St. Jerome on January 1st, 2023, the Solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. Now here is Father Brito.
Sisters and brothers in Christ, I want to wish all of you Merry Christmas. We are on the eve of the New Year. We can already say Merry Christmas to you on the Eve Mass. Still you can see till 11:55 p.m. you can tell them to put on all the lights and say Merry Christmas to you, then big celebration will go. As for us who attend Mass, we are already on the eve of the new year. First day of the year, the Lord gives us the mother who was born in this world without a mother. I was very lucky to have my mother beside me to celebrate the first day of my birth. And we were very happy to celebrate the new year always at the hands of our mother, till the day the Lord told us, I'm going to take your mother. When she is taken away from this world, we are living without our mother. First day of the year, today we come to our mother because she taught us to pray. She always taught us how to be humble. He taught us many, many things that we would never learn in life. Mother is the one who always told to obey God's word. He told us to bless the day. At times we think it is impossible. We always feel secure in humility. We always are willing to do suffer and pain when your mother is there. Mother is the one who always tells us to pray. With mother we can do so many things which by ourselves we'll never be able to do. Thanking for the blessing of a mother on the first day of the year that we learn very securely, very happily, very much sure that the rest of the year will go. We have joined our first year. Today, how old are you? Some of you are 70, 80, some of you are much older than me. Thank God. Thank God. Your mother taught you all these days. At times, she may not be with you. She taught you how to begin a new year. God bless our mothers. God bless our Virgin Mother who taught us to live each year with peacefulness and security. Today we celebrate the first day of 2023. 2022 ended not always very nicely. 31st of June 2015, my dad passed away. 31st of June. Pope Benedict XVI passed away on the 31st, that is today. The Lord gives us a lot of good news and bad news. With good news, we always thank them. And for the bad news, asking for God's courage to take it over and live life more peacefully. Mother Mary always kept God's word in mind, kept on meditating. Mother Mary's life was full of surprises, always surprising news given to Mother Mary that she is going to become the mother of the child although she never knew a man naturally. Mother Mary was able to believe in God's word and believe till the end. Even at the cross, she came to take up the cross and take up the pain with her as her son was able to pass on the cross. She prayed always for you, for her beloved son. She was always on prayer. She was always believing in impossible things. Mother Mary's life is always a mystery that can always help you and me and every Catholic, even non-Catholics who believe in Mother Mary. We always learn lessons from her. Today also we remember with grateful heart the life of Pope Benedict XVI who gave his last breath this morning. We thank him for being a beloved father to all of us and to be with us during our lifetime on earth. Mary, our mother, is a great lesson for all of us. Having her close by, she can always guide us. She can always teach us how to pray. Teach us also courage with which we can carry the crosses. What a wonderful woman she is, because she meditated on God's word all through her life. Mary was chosen without any original sin. God loved her till the end. Not only chose her to be her mother, but also gave her everything he could provide for her. We belovedly love our Blessed Mother. We ask her guidance in every day of our life. We ask her God's blessing to us. Even the toughest time that we find, it is much easier to walk with her. We thank the Blessed Mother being the mother of us all on the first day of our year, 2023. May this year always begin with God's blessings, God's abundant graces with us. Although life may be hard, but Mother Mary carried all the life with God's blessings. We also thank the Pope Benedict XVI. He was a saint. He is 95 years old. He connected 2 centuries so well. God's blessing was with him. He was the one very instrumental in Vatican II, when they called for a Vatican II. Benedict XVI was a great man, connecting people to the Vatican II, and also be a connection between the new church proposed by Vatican II. We thank him for his wonderful job as a professor of theology to many, many priests and bishops. We thank him for the wonderful intelligence he had to teach the doctrine of faith to number of people. We thank Pope Benedict, especially till the age of 95, to teach all of us in a very intelligent, very wise way. May God bless him as he took his breath today. May he be a great father to all of us, also to our grandchildren. May God's blessings be with them. May Blessed Mother be with us all through our life.